I gotta have strict rules to have people stop calling me when I'm doing podcasts.
Oh man, I figured that's what happened.
Yeah, I gotta have set strict rules. Like after 9:30 on Tuesday night, don't give me a call. Don't do nothing. Just like if you ain't dying, don't text me.
Lord have mercy.
All right, so yeah, we gotta wait on Gunner and Mikey. So I guess I'll do the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Red. Two Gun Tony will be on in a minute, and we are the Troublemakers, and this is the Troublemakers Podcast.
Hey, hey.
All right, Dick.
Yeah. All right,
there he is. Yeah, I got a phone call, dog. My fault.
Right at 9:30, right?
Right at 9:30.
What's crazy is you're the only one who get calls at 9:30.
I know, right?
And you should. Nobody should be calling you at 9:30.
Nobody. I need to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, man. Mm. All right. So, I guess I'll.
Not unless you got another phone.
Nah. But I guess I'll do my song. This is from Ludacris. It's called "Hose My Room," and it goes like, "Who let these hoes in my room? Who let these hoes in my room?" All right, that's enough.
All right.
Yoga. Just make it.
You know I had to roll up in the goddamn fame and shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it, y'all. Woo! Go ahead and turn that off real quick. Go ahead and turn that off, DJ. All right.
All right, so I did the intro, right? Yeah, I just did the intro, okay.
I did catch the singing, and you need to do something about that. I don't know what's going on with that.
So we got Red actually leading the show tonight.
Let's go.
Hey, how you doing?
Is that from Dr. Dre's album?
That is from 20 Sack Pyramid. But today we are going to be doing another installment of What That Shit Is. Today we're going to switch it up a little bit today. So we got actually a little bit more questions than what we typically have for one. I am going to be the host of this today. Digga passed the ranks off for me for this week to see how I do. So let's hope I don't fuck up. So
our order of appearance.
Well, I guess Mikey, me, then you.
All right. So that is going to be the orders of the questions asked. Now, we have a little bit changed to the rules. I didn't discuss this with Digga, but I wanted to try this out this week just to see how it goes.
All right.
We are going to allow three lifelines. All right. Ooh. So I know last week we was talking about hints on every question. I feel like that may just give away some of these questions a little too easy. So we're going to allow you three lifelines. I'm going to take tallies of the lifelines, let you know when you're out. And this week, like I said, we have a total of 40 questions. So we're going to just go ahead and hit the ground running. All right. So let me tell you the category.
Another thing, only one steal per question. If somebody want to steal it, they can steal it. After that, it's done.
All right. Perfect.
One that way it's not just going floating around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that rule too. Yeah. All right. So one steal. So what I'll do is I'll ask the question. If you do not know the answer, I'll ask if anybody wants to steal. Somebody can step up and steal. If that person gets it wrong, then I just answer the question. Is that cool?
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
All right. So here are the categories for tonight. Tonight we have category number one is going to be crew love. Now, this is a special category. I'm going to name like a hip hop or R&B crew. And the questions are going to be revolved around either who's in that crew. This category actually has a couple of multiple choice questions in this category, but typically it's going to be just answering questions about the crew. All right. The next category is going to be called famous people's middle names.
This nigga said famous people's middle names. Nigga,
middle names.
DeAndre. Wait.
You got
wait a minute. Right. All right. I don't want to hear Diggit has hard questions anymore. Ever.
Famous Ever. People's middle names. You see these names all over the place. There's a couple of easy ones in here, and there's a couple of ones that y'all are going to slap me after this. But famous people's middle names. There are 12 questions in that category. It should be fun. The next one is going to be hip-hop game show. So these are questions that were actually asked on actual game shows revolving around hip-hop. So, like, these questions, some of these questions came from Jeopardy, from hip-hop game shows online, but these are hip-hop game shows. Last but not least, my favorite category, just because I'm a fan, Jay-Z trivia. All right. These are questions about Hova himself.
Jesus have mercy.
All right, so let me ask a question. What is the timeline?
So when I ask you, you get the question, you have 10 seconds to answer. I am not going to extend that because we got a lot of questions, so we want to get through the show pretty fast.
This nigga said 10 questions. Like, I give y'all 10 seconds. I'll give y'all 20.
10 seconds. We got to be very quick with this one. Damn. We got 40 questions. Boom!
Boom! Mikey, you're on the board. Boom!
Don't want to give y'all time to Google these answers. All right, so... Famous people's middle names, Crew Love, hip-hop game shows, or Jay-Z trivia. Mikey, you're on the board.
I'm going to go ahead and fuck this whole category up for Mark one time since he came out with this bullshit. But famous people's middle name.
All right. First question. Snoop Dogg. His name is Calvin Brothers. What is his middle name?
Let me see.
What'd you say?
Nigga, I said Perseus. Nigga, I don't know.
Perseus is incorrect.
Let me steal.
All right.
How do you go about stealing when two people want to steal? How do we do that?
Whoever's called out stealing first, and you must wait until after the person answers the question. You can't steal during the middle of its question. And that's then if it's a debate of who's in the air, we would have some kind of tiebreaker to see who steals.
So Digga said it.
All right, so Digga, you still.
Cortazor.
Cortazor is right. All right.
Well, is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. That's how it reads. So we'll move
on. It is Calvin Cortazor Brodus.
Okay. Calvin Cortazor Brodus. All right, Gunner, you are on the board.
Crew Love.
All right, question number one. Name the missing member of D12. Here are the members that I'm going to name. There is one missing. All right. Eminem, Proof, Bazaar, Conniver, Swifty McVeigh. Who is the missing member? And I will give you this hint on this one. The missing member is part of the mainstream D12.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Eminem, Proof, Bazaar, Conniver, Swifty McVeigh.
Who's Bazaar?
No. I named him. So I did not name the missing member. Who is missing?
Hold
10
on.
Seconds.
Damn.
Ooh, fuck. Yeah, I can't even remember all of them.
5 seconds.
Mr. Porter.
Mr. Porter is correct! Yeah.
Meg.
Good job there, Gunner. Digga, you are on the board.
Because he had another name you went by too. It was
Denon Porter.
Yes.
Nah, it was something else. It was like Canava and.
Well, it was something.
But it was a Dirty Dozen because everybody had two nicknames. It was Henry and Slim Shady.
Hey, don't worry about it. We're going to move on. All right, Digga, you are on the board.
Okay. So what's the Crew Love?
His name was Con Artist.
Yes. Crew Love, hip hop game show, famous people's middle names.
Let me break in hip hop game show.
All right. So this was a question I was actually asked on a game show. And which rapper was the judge of the DJ battle in the 1992 movie Juice?
Queen Latifah.
That is correct.
All right. Oh, damn it. This nigga here.
Queen Latifah.
Lord have mercy. All right, it's back to me. Okay. Let me go with shit. Jay-Z up real quick.
Jay-Z, all right.
mad as hell.
On the Blueprint.
Oh, and, which one?
Just the original Blueprint album. Now I want you to listen closely. On the Blueprint, Jay-Z only had one credited guest artist. Who was that artist? One credited guest artist. Who was that artist?
Was it for no. Shit, it was before him.
Think about the songs on the album. 7 seconds.
Blueprint 2 is always the one I always motherfucking listen to. The first one, Jesus Christ, Mikey. Pass.
2-1. Steel. All right. Still. What is it?
Eminem.
Steel. Oh. Wait, Gunner said Steel first.
Gunner stole the first. Yeah. It is Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah, Gunner.
And that was first. And that was Renegade, wasn't it?
It damn sure was.
Fucking stupid ass boy. God damn it. Yeah. Just stupid.
All right, Gunner, you are on the board.
Let's try this middle name, Jay.
All right. Marshall Mathers. What is his middle name?
Bruce.
You got it.
You said Bruce?
Uh-huh.
Got it. God damn, that is correct. All right.
Bro, I didn't know. I thought it was just Marshall Mathers. All right.
I didn't know before this either. Digga, you are on the board.
Okay, so let's go with Crew Love.
Crew Love. All right. In the St. Lunatics, what is the name of the crew member that always wore the mask?
Oh, my Lord.
Was it a key one?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Would anybody like to steal?
Steal.
Yes.
Slow Down.
That is correct. It is Slow Down.
Slow Down. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, there was a member named Slow Down for real?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got to slow down because he had a mask on. All right, Mikey. You are next on the board.
Mikey. Hit me up with a hip hop game show questions, answers, whatever you want to call it.
Ooh, this is a good one. This famous rapper is named after a drum machine. Keep in mind, you do have lifelines.
Named after a drum machine.
That is correct. You do have lifelines. 5 seconds.
Oh shit. Is it computer? Oh, hell, I was about to say, is it computerized drum machine? I don't know. Lupe Fiasco?
That is incorrect.
Oh!
Steel. Anybody- yes.
DMC?
That is incorrect. Oh, man. So nobody got this one. The answer is DMX.
Wow. I knew it was one of the two. God.
What drum machine had DMX on it?
It was DMX 12,000 or something?
Yeah. That's- Oh my God. It was a fun fact with that one. If you would have used the lifeline, I would have said that the conversions would have been Darkman X, which y'all definitely would have got. But yeah, they took DMX and converted it to Darkman X.
I knew it was DM. I just for some reason I wanted to go with DMC.
It's all good, Gunner. You are on the board.
Goddamn.
Let's go with the game show.
All right. A studio used by acts like Outkast, Future, was started in a suburban basement in Atlanta. What is the name of this studio?
Damn. I know it. I know it.
5 seconds.
That's not coming to me. It's not coming to me.
All right. Will anybody like to steal?
I like to steal.
Oh. Ooh, I think I heard Mikey first.
I'm going to get it wrong, but Dick is probably going to get it. Is it Dungeon?
Mikey, you are correct.
Let's go.
goddamn Dungeon family, baby. Let's get it.
Mikey, you are correct. I think Daniel knew it, but Mikey, you were quicker on the steal.
I knew it too, but I didn't know whether it was just the dungeon or... Yeah, that was one of those ones I didn't want to...
That's all good. It's all good. We are moving along here. Who did that? That was Gunner?
Yeah.
So now it's on Daniel. Digga, go ahead.
Let's do middle names.
Ooh, middle names. This one, Kevin Hart. Yes, he has a middle name.
Oh God! It starts with Darnell or Darrell. I'm gonna go with Darnell because that's the first one off my tongue.
Daniel, Digga. You are correct!
Scared you for a second.
It is Darnell. I would have known, I would have not have known that if I didn't research.
I sure shit wouldn't have.
Hell no. Hell no.
All right, Mikey, you are on the board.
Shit, let me go ahead and keep going. I mean, you know what? I ain't try cool. Let me get cool love.
True love. Ooh, this is might be a difficult one. I thought.
Here we go.
All right. Bullshit. It's another name the missing member. State property.
Nope. Pass. I have no idea what that shit is. But go ahead and finish the question.
The members are Oskino, Petey Crack, Freeway, Emilio Sparks, Young Chris, Beanie Siegel. Who is the missing member?
Steel.
Yeah, go ahead.
Steel?
Yeah.
All right, Gunner.
Neef Buck.
It is Neef Buck. It's Neef Buck.
I'm sorry. From the I'm cut. Sorry. As soon as you said state property, I was like, yeah. Fuck
with us.
All
right.
All I know over there is Beanie Siegel. That's about it. That's it.
Beanie Siegel.
Beanie Siegel. That's it. God damn it.
All right. Gunner, it's on you.
True love.
Oh, we're gonna take it back with this one. In the group New Edition, all right, it has six members. Four of the members appeared in separate groups after New Edition. Which two members did not?
Did not appear in a group.
Did not appear in a separate group outside of New Edition.
Ralph Tresvant and Bobby Brown.
Damn it!
That is correct.
No, because Gunner knows New Edition now.
All right, that is correct. The
Gunner knows New Edition.
Belle Biv DeVoe did. Belle Biv DeVoe. And
Johnny Gill was in LSG.
He was in LSG. Mm-hmm. That is correct. All right. Yeah. So let's take it back to Digga.
Killing that shit.
All right, Digga, it's on you.
Sorry. Let's give Jay-Z some love. Sugar.
Yes, good. Oh.
All right. I'm going to let this go.
Gunner's in the hospital, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul, bro. See how sweet you is. Whoa, God.
The candy sucker is in town.
You candy liquor, girl.
All right, Digga, here's one for trivia. What tech company did Jay-Z partner with the release of Magna Carta Holy Grail?
What company?
Which tech company did Jay-Z partner with on the release of Magna Carta Holy Grail?
Samsung.
That is correct.
Oh, good shit.
All right, Mikey, it's back on you.
Shit. I don't know why.
Mikey.
I don't know what I was going to say. I was thinking Sony for some reason. I don't know why.
But anyway. I think we was about to say Zenith.
Let me get Hip Hop Games.
Hip Hop Game Show. All right. This Australian hip hopper used... Hold on. I'm sorry.
Wow.
All right. This Australian hip hopper used the pet name street name system to come up with her rap name. That is correct.
I didn't want to cut you off mid sentence, but I was about to.
It's all good.
I was going to let you finish with that one.
I just want to make sure the nurses can get the information out. That's all.
For real. All right. You need to hurry the fuck up.
All right, Gunner, it is on you.
Let's go with Crew Love again.
Crew Love. Let's see where I'm at. Ooh, this might be a difficult one. G-Unit in 2014 added a new member, and this member was a part of G-Unit until they disbanded in 2018.
I know this one too.
Who was the member?
Kid Kid.
You got it. That is correct. It was Kid Kid.
Whatever. Kid Kid.
You want me to just do whatever they
have?
I want it tonight.
All right. Digga digga, it is on you.
It's just like
what?
I did it.
Let's go back. Jay-Z. Yeah.
Jay-Z. All right. I think this might be a good one for you, Digga. What three Jay-Z albums appear on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Albums of All Time? Okay. You're looking for three albums. Go.
The Blueprint, the Black Album, and Reasonable Doubt.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I knew that. Damn it.
Yeah. Let me.
Yeah.
All right. Back on you, Mikey. Let's go.
All right. Let me get a. I'll stay with hip hop. I'll stay with the hip hop game show. You know what I'm saying?
All right, hip hop game show. Let's see here.
Yeah.
So CeeLo Green sung background vocals on this group's 1996 Grammy nominated Record of the Year. I am looking for the group and the name of the song.
Steal just in case.
Yeah,
remember, y'all.
1996, the same background for this. Let me get a lifeline.
All right, one of the lifelines we use. All right, so the lifeline is. It is a female group who has an album titled "Crazy Sexy Cool."
Okay.
So at least give you half of it.
I got named the group and the song.
Group and the song.
Yeah.
Oh fuck me, yeah, God, man! I don't know what the hell. I know that. Of course, you know the group. The song 1996. Wasn't that? It was. Oh shit!
He sang background for the group.
4 seconds.
Yeah, we all know it's TLC. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the song.
Steal.
Is that the final answer? All right, Digga, you are going to steal. What is it?
TLC Waterfalls.
That is correct.
What?
That is correct. Yes, CeeLo sung background on the court.
Yeah, he stole that one too quick because I had it too.
Did it say featured in the goddamn song?
No,
nah, it was background.
Featured, but if you look on, if you look at the background vocals on the liner notes, he's there.
I have a very interesting tiebreaker question for a background vocal if we ever get to it. But Gunner, it's on you.
Crew Love still.
Crew Love. All right. Let's see where we're at. Our first multiple choice. Crew Love, 3-6 Mafia. Who is not a member of 3-6 Mafia?
Project Pat.
Already. It was multiple choice, and Project Pat was one of the choices. So yeah, that works. I'm not even going to go into the rest of the choices because you just kind of said it before. All right. Digga, it's on you.
That was way too fast. So what category has been neglected?
Famous people's middle names and Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, really?
Let's just put famous people's middle names.
Digga. All right. Tom Brady.
Oh, fuck. Boy, Ray, I give up. Whoop my ass tonight.
I give up.
Nope.
You know, I'm going to give you a free hint on this one. He has two middle names.
If I can't guess one, I can't.
Does anybody want to steal?
I'm good on that one.
Negative.
All right. It is Edward Patrick.
Wow.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Wow.
Look at
all that. Right.
That's a question for goddamn Ant and Ray. I don't know.
For real.
Ooh, shout out to them, goddamn.
No, shout out to Ray because Ray said shout him out on tonight's show. So
hey, shout out to Ray.
Hey Ray,
I made that question just for you.
That was
all right, question. Mikey. It's on you, sir.
Oh shit. Jay-Z.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
I got to catch up right there.
On the song Takeover, what two rappers did Jay-Z diss?
Nas and oh, hold on, I'm replaying to replay this shit 10 seconds. Was it Blip? No, was it
who? I didn't hear you.
No, it was. I said Steel.
No, nah, it's Mrs. Bleak. No, nah, it couldn't be Mrs. Bleak, though. It would. God damn it.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. Nah, it's Mrs. Bleak. Who else?
All right, Mikey. The answer to that is half right. Gunner, you stole.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't remember the other.
And you, the question is what? Say it one more time so I'm clear.
On the song Takeover, what two rappers did Jay-Z diss?
Prodigy and Nas.
Prodigy? Correct. God damn it. Oh, I'm so fucking stupid.
Prodigy and Nas.
It was fucking Prodigy.
Hey, Mikey, you got it half right. All right.
So black.
Gunna, it is on you.
Let me go with Jay-Z. I didn't pick him yet.
Okay. All right. Let's see how deep you are into Jay-Z's catalog. Jay-Z has been nominated for 80 total Grammys. How many has he won?
See, that's a Grammy question. I'm gonna go two.
Two.
All
right, that is incorrect. Yeah, does anybody want to steal?
I guess I will steal. All
right. All right.
Jay-Z has 24 Grammys, correct?
That is correct. 24 out of 80.
Damn, your Google fast.
I bet Google.
I'm just
Two switch. Gun.
I figured anything that has the word Grammy in it, I'm no offense, but anything that has the word Grammy in it, I'm giving Digger the slight advantage.
You ain't got to worry about me knowing that.
You know everything about like Grammy shit. All right. Digger, it's on you.
Okay, let's keep the middle names going.
Ooh, all right. Okay, so what is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock? What is his middle name?
You said Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Douglas.
What?
Douglas.
That's correct. Dwayne Douglas Johnson.
They always, every time you see a movie, you see his name in it, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Whenever you said that shit, I was like, didn't you just give him the answer? I was like, what?
Yeah, I was trying to be slick to see if somebody actually said The Rock. I was like, no, that's not his real name.
If I would have said The Rock, would I have gotten credit?
No.
That is a nickname, sir.
No.
All right, Mikey, it's on you.
Hip-hop game shows.
Hip-hop game shows. All right. Okay. This is actually a question that was on Jeopardy. Rapper Cameron had a pink one of these as super SUVs, but sold it as it got too much attention. What is the SUV that he had a pink one of?
Rover?
That is correct. It was a pink Range Rover.
The Rover. We had that in the motherfucking video. I think that shit was with the
computer.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, he had the pink Range Rover. All right, Gunner, it's on you.
Crew love.
All right.
Crew love.
All right, I got you. For crew love, let's do this one here. Fill out the current roster for Bad Boy Records. All right, this is also multiple choice. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the roster, and then I'm going to give you the multiple choice of who to choose from that's still in the current roster. Okay. So currently, Bad Boy Records has Janelle Monae, Quincy, Puff Daddy, French Montana. Which other member is a member of Bad Boy Records? Here are your options. Young Jock, Machine Gun Kelly, Carl Thomas, Mario Winings.
Mm.
6 seconds.
Give me those again.
Young Jock, Machine Gun Kelly, Carl Thomas,
Machine Gun Kelly.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because I don't.
You are correct.
Oh wow!
He said, "Oh wow!"
Machine Gun Kelly is currently on Bad Boy Records. I did not know that. Look, shit.
I feel bad for goddamn Janelle Monae. That's my baby right
there. I did not know that any of them was signed other than French Montana. All right.
Wait, they don't get no albums out there.
Isn't Bow Wow signed to Bad Boy?
He is, but he is not signed as an artist. He is signed under their management. So that's why I did not include his name.
Yeah, because I know Bow Wow is signed to both Death Row and Bad Boy.
That is correct. Digga, it's on you.
Oh, okay.
Now I see why you ain't hear no albums from Young Jock or Janelle Monae or motherfucking Machine Gun. Well, he doing his own thing on YouTube or Hulu, but god damn, that's that.
Yeah. It's been noted. Diddy does not give a fuck. All right.
All right. So let's go with I did middle names last two. Let's go with Hip Hop Game Show.
All right. For Hip Hop Game Show. I was about to say this. For Hip Hop Game Show, this is one of the last two for Hip Hop Game Shows. All right. So there's after this there'll only be one left. So for Hip Hop Game Show, what was Biggie Smalls, aka Notorious Big's, original rap name?
Oh god.
Oh my goodness.
6 seconds.
I mean, there's two. Cause I'ma go with Frank White.
No. Frank White was an alias. Not his actual rap name.
Then I think I know what it was.
All right. Does anybody want to steal?
Steal.
Yes.
Was it like MC Bed-Stuy or something like that?
No.
Close.
So close.
You're close.
But it had MC in there.
It was my second one that I didn't get. Was it MC C West?
No, it was MC
Quest.
Quest. All right. That's a new one. All right. So,
it was pronounced Quest, but it was spelled CW for Christopher Wallace.
Sure, but the boy still doesn't get the square. So,
No. I know I'm not on that, but
you're right. It was pronounced NC Quest.
I know I got that wrong.
It's all right. It's Mikey. It's on you. We got one left in hip hop game shows. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 left in Jay-Z. I got 1, 2. I think 3 left in Crew Love. And I have a shit ton left in middle name.
Word.
Ain't nobody fucking with middle
names. Ain't nobody fucking with middle names, bro. I got to make a comeback. This is bullshit. Jay-Z again.
Jay-Z, all right. For Jay-Z. Now, Mikey, pay attention to this one because we asked this question, we answered this question on the first installment of What That Shit Is. All right. What movie did Jay-Z have an acting credit but didn't have a speaking role?
What?
Remember, you have 2 lifelines left. I don't know if a lifeline is going to help you on this one because I do not have a hint.
Deal.
All right, Dick is going to steal.
Mikey, you still got
an opportunity.
Oh no, I'm good. I'm good. Jumanji, nigga. I don't know.
All right.
Whoa, shit.
That's absolutely wrong. Nah, that was my heater.
Or it was either that or Mikey out of
that question. Absolutely wrong. All right, Digga, go ahead and steal.
Paper soldiers.
Paper soldiers is correct.
Oh, but who has man. A heater on in August?
Paper soldiers. Hey, listen. When you live in upstate New York, you always have the heater on deck. All right. Yeah. In more ways than one. Okay. Gunner, it's on you, sir. I got three left in
crew left.
All right, crew left. We're going to crew left. I think this one might be a gimme, but name all the members of NWA.
Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, DJ Yellow, MC Ren.
There is an extra credit member if you can name that name.
Ooh, Arabian Prince.
Oh, that's correct.
God dang it.
I'll give you 2 points for that one.
Make no damn sense.
All right. So, just to kind of let y'all know, we have two left in Crew Loves. Still got a shit ton left in Famous Middle Names.
We just gonna have to walk those down at the end.
We got one left in Hip Hop Game Shows. And then we have 1, 2, 3 left in Jay-Z.
Oh, God. I guess it's my turn, right?
It is your turn, Digga.
Let's go with middle names.
All right. Middle names here. Denzel Washington.
I know he signed it, Denzel H. Washington, but I don't know what the H stands for.
Well, you got 5 seconds to find out.
I don't know.
Steal.
Who wants to steal?
Steal.
Yes.
That's Mikey, right?
I want to say Harold.
Harold is incorrect.
But it's H, right?
It does start with H. It's actually Hayes.
I don't know what it is.
Hayes. Like Ivory Hayes?
Isaac Hayes?
I'm sorry.
You said Ivory Hayes.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but let's go on to Mikey. You got the next one.
Give me the hip hop game show.
All right. This is the last one. It's going to end out hip hop game show. Also, a question I was asked on Jeopardy. On this song from Channel Orange, Frank Ocean sings to a cab driver of his unrequited love for a man.
Steal.
On which song was Frank Ocean singing to a cab driver about his love for a man?
I didn't see the video. What the fuck?
You do have 2 lifelines left.
Steal.
Try to catch up.
I can't remember the name of that damn song.
No, you don't know that shit.
I can't remember the song.
All right. Are we moving on to the still?
Moving on. All right.
Digga, you stole. What is it?
Bad Religion.
That is correct.
And shut your ass up, Gunner. I knew it.
All right, that is all for hip hop game shows.
I didn't know it.
Believe it or not, that's my favorite song on the album.
Amazing song. So, Gunner, it's on you.
Crew Love.
Crew Love. All right. So, Odd Future has had in their time 21 members in 10 subgroups.
Uh-huh.
One of those subgroups is named Mellow High. Who are the 3 members of Mellow High?
Is it 3 members?
It's 3 members of Mellow High. I am emphasizing that for a reason.
Because I'm thinking of Mellow Hype, so Mellow High. I don't know.
Still.
Do you want to guess at it, Gunner?
Can I get a hint? Lifeline?
Oh, Lifeline. Yeah. So let me cross out that Lifeline there. One of the members named is named after a video game system or shares a name with a video game system.
Yeah, I'm done. Let him steal.
Steal. All right, Digger.
Mellow High is actually three members.
That's what you said.
Domo Genesis, Haji B to Left Brain.
It was Dermo Genesis because you had Mellow Hype. Yeah. I'm assuming, which is Haji and Left Brain, but then the third number is
Haji and Left Brain. Mellow Hype and Mellow High has Domo in it.
Yes, yeah. Dermo Genesis. Like I said, Genesis shares a name with a video game system.
Yeah, I should have got that.
All right.
But I thought it was a different group altogether.
It's all good. Digga, it's on you.
What do we got left?
So right now we have...
I guess we got middle names.
We got three in JT Trivia, one in Crew Love, and three in Famous People's Middle Names.
All right, so let me finish out the last Crew Love.
All right.
There you go.
How many total members in all have there been in Destiny's Child?
Oh, shit. Seven?
Seven's your answer?
Seven's my answer.
That is incorrect. Does anybody want to? Yes.
Six.
Yes, six is correct. Who was that, Mikey?
Six. Yes, sir.
All right. It was six members. Would you like their names?
Hell no.
Okay. All right. All right. But for those who did, it was Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle, Latavia, Latoya, and Farrah. Those are the six. All right. That is it for Crew Love.
Farrah's right, my dude. Favorite.
You said Farrah?
Farrah
is a freak. She looks like a porn star. All right, who's next? It's on Mikey.
Wait, wasn't Farrah dating that dude from what's it called, Jagged Edge?
She might have been, but she looks like a porn star. All right, let's go ahead to Mikey.
Porn star. Let me get Jay-Z, man.
All right, Jay-Z. We got three left in Jay-Z. I'm going to give you this one. What was the length of time that it took Jay-Z to write his critically acclaimed album, The Blueprint?
How much time? Like minutes, hours, days, weeks?
It's a length of time that can go from minutes to days to years. Yes.
Let me get a lifeline.
A lifeline.
How you lifeline that?
I don't know, but... here's the way you can lifeline that. The amount of time is also the same title of an Eddie Murphy movie.
I'm about to punch you right in the throat. I swear to God.
All right, was that gun for the steal?
Yep.
All right, Mikey, you got 3 seconds.
2 months.
Ooh, close but no cigar. Gunner.
48 hours.
48 hours, 2 days. There was actually two answers to that. You can say 2 days or 48 hours. But yes, it was 48 hours. It took him 2 days to write that whole album. And it was some of the best shit of his career.
And, it was another two to add on to that. It took 2 weeks to press.
That's correct. 2 days to write, 2 weeks to press. Gunner, it's on you, sir.
Crew Love.
Crew Love is actually all gone. I have two left in Jay-Z and about six left in Famous People Middle Names.
Let's go middle names in.
You want to go middle names?
Mm-hmm.
All right. For Famous People's Middle Names, Aubrey Graham. Better known as Drake. Is Drake your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
As Drake being his middle name?
Is it his middle name?
Is that
your answer? Yeah.
You're correct.
See, he's trying to get you off on that motherfucker.
For real.
Drake is actually Aubrey Graham's middle name. I tried to get him.
You sure?
Rez the type of dude that's like Tim Allen. You're like, Tim the Toolman Taylor Allen?
All right, Dick, it's on you. One left in Jay-Z, and then the rest. Yeah,
let's finish up the Jay-Z category.
All right. Who did Jay-Z shoot at the age of 12?
His brother.
That's correct. Extra bonus points if you could tell me the song in which he described that incident.
You Must Love Me.
That's an extra point for you. Yeah.
I knew that.
Fuck.
Yeah, he shot his brother in the shoulder. I mean, extra credit points so you can tell me why he shot him.
Shit, I don't know.
Over a chain?
That is correct, Gunner.
What did he say?
He shot him over a chain. He shot his older brother because his older brother stole his jewelry.
Listen, we've never had that problem. You want to wear my chain?
We also never had guns in our room. All right. Let's go to
Get the fuck out of here. Final
category of the night. We got 5 questions left here, and it is famous people's last names. You know what?
Middle names.
Yeah, famous people's. You're right. Famous people's middle names.
I'm with it.
All right. I'm gonna Mikey, you're on the board, so I'm gonna try to see if I you are falling behind a little bit. You got a couple of points there, but I'm gonna try to see if I can throw you one here, okay?
This nigga said a little bit.
Boy, I'm tallying up these things. I got four points against like 10 and 11.
It's all good.
You know what?
It's all good. How about this, Mikey? Michael Jackson.
Huh?
Michael Still. Jackson. You got one lifeline left.
That's crazy that you don't know that.
Who are you telling?
Would you like to use that last lifeline?
I think you should let me and Digga both get this point.
I think you should let me use his lifeline first.
I got you. Michael Jackson's middle name is actually the same name as his father's name.
Joe. Is it Joe? Joseph.
It is Joseph.
The fact that he had
gun,
don't do me like that, man. Don't do me like that. I had to get 5 points, bro.
I had to give him this five. All right, Gunner, it's on you.
Did he get 5 points for real?
I think so.
No, he's at my 5. Fifth point. My fifth
point. Oh, I thought he got 5 points for that one answer. I was about to quit.
No. It was his fifth point. All right, Gunner, it's on you.
It's all middle name questions, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to ask a question. Fuck it. Beyonce knows Carter.
Steal.
Yeah, he can have that.
Giselle.
All right. That is correct, Giselle.
Now it's back to me.
Back to you, yes. All right. What is LeBron James' middle name?
Nigger! No. That is incorrect.
No, I'm kidding.
It is not nigger. I'm pretty sure he's been called that at half court before, but that is not his middle name.
No, for real, his middle name is Ramon.
It is Ramon. All right, Digga, you are catching up. You are 1 point behind Gunner right now.
And now it goes back to Mikey.
All right. This is... All right.
Shit.
Michael B. Jordan.
Brandon.
What does the B stand for?
Brandon
is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Deal.
What is it, Digga?
Bakari.
Nigga, get off the internet because you are correct.
No, actually. You know what's a fun fact though? I actually researched his middle name yesterday. As I said, what the fuck does B stand for?
All right.
No right. This is a bitch.
All right, Gunner. You are tied with the
nigga.
This is the last question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is the last question. Right here. What is, and keep in mind, Gunner, you still got lifelines.
Uh-huh.
What is Richard Pryor's middle name?
Lifeline. Give me Lifeline. Lifeline.
All right. I'm going to give you three hints.
Damn, right. One lifeline?
Yeah. His middle name is three names.
I know.
One of the names is the name of a kid's show with a turtle. The other name is the name of a mall in Atlanta. And then the third name, Yon Yon.
Linux. Wow.
That's one of the names.
I got to get all three of this nigga names?
You got to get all three of this nigga
names. Arthur Lennox.
What was it?
Arthur Lennox. Man, that's all I could think of.
Steel.
That is incorrect, Digga. What is the name? Digga.
Richard Franklin Lennox. Pryor. No, what's the third one?
There's a third name.
Wait, there's a third name. It's common. So I'm just going to say Franklin Lennox Smith Pryor, and I'm probably wrong.
You are incorrect. Wow, we have a Thomas.
What was it, Wilson Thomas? Like, what was it?
It was Thomas. Franklin, Richard Franklin Lennox Thomas Pryor.
And I knew it was something common.
Wow, we have a tiebreaker. And unfortunately, I don't really have a tiebreaker question. Actually, I got one tiebreaker question, okay? I got one. Let's see if we can do it, okay?
It falls on Two Gun anyway, right?
Yes. All right. In the song Girls, Girls, Girls by Jay-Z, there were numerous uncredited background vocals.
I know it.
Q-Tip is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Biz Markie is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Shantae Moore.
Oh shit.
Is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who is an uncredited background vocal?
Slick Rick.
That's actually correct.
Got him.
That is correct, but there's one more.
What's that?
There's one more.
Biz uncredited.
I already said that. There's one more uncredited background vocal in this.
Oh shit! Steel.
Hold on.
Ooh.
You're gonna keep in mind you have a lifeline.
But I got one, and he got the other one, so that's still a tie.
Damn it, it is. I didn't think this through.
So, you know who it is?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
That is correct.
Okay, we still have a tie.
It's still a tie. Okay. All right. Let's try to...
You got to give us a multiple choice question.
God damn it. I don't know if I have one. Let me see if I have a question I can ask.
What brand of cigarettes does Mikey smoke?
I got one.
I don't even know that, Mikey.
Oh,
and I've never been around you in person, so that cuts me
up. I got a
up.
Question. I got one, and it's the first to call in. It's the first one to answer. Okay, and Mikey, you gotta help me with who says next first, like who says whatever. All right. If you think you know the answer, just say me.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever says me first, between you and Digga, gets the question. If you get the answer, you get the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The question is, who originally discovered
me?
The Black Eyed Peas? Yes.
Me.
I heard Gunner first.
Me.
I heard Gunner first. All right. I'm going to ask the question again, Gunner. You get a chance to answer because I heard you first.
No, I got to...
Who originally discovered the Black Eyed Peas?
Fuck. I don't know.
Me.
Digga. What is still? That is correct! And Digga gets It's the game. Yes, it was Easy E who originally discovered the Black Eyed Peas. Man, yeah,
that's not something I would know.
But do you know, which member, do you know which member he found first?
Will I Am, and then the other nigga, that light skinned dude. But all right.
Tonto.
I did not know his name. All right, so I'm going to say it like this. That was exciting. We got down to a tiebreaker at the end between Digga and Gunner. Mikey broke the 5-point mark. Good job right there. You know what I mean?
I'm doing better every week, goddammit.
Every week, we are doing better here. So, yeah, that was the Red Boy edition of What That Shit Is.
What That Shit Is. I think what fucked us all up was the middle name.
Listen.
We still, so far away from that.
Listen, I'm going to be real with you. You know, everybody has names. You know, we know them by their first and their last, but we can't just disrespect their middle names.
I was hoping for Brad Jordan. I was waiting on that one.
I wasn't going to put that up there because I knew that you pretty much know everything about that man's life. So
his middle name is Terrence, by the way.
Yeah, I was trying to make it to where I wasn't going to try to make this easy for you, Digga, because I know you are a walking fucking book. So
yeah, but you do Tom Brady in that bitch.
Yeah, that's the reason why I did this shit.
You got to have a couple curveballs.
You got to have them curveballs. Does anybody else know Tom Brady's middle name? Do now.
We all do now.
I'm going to start calling that motherfucker Edward. All right. Digga, thank you for letting me take the reins as host on this. I hope I made you proud.
You did.
Hope y'all enjoyed the questions and the categories. And those folks who are listening at home, once again, like I say, whenever we do these things and we do these categories, please reach out to us. Let us know what categories y'all would like to hear or some
questions.
Can I say
questions. Something real, can I say
yeah, something real fast? Go ahead.
Mystical, you a nasty motherfucker, dog.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, I don't know anybody that's been convicted of rape 3 times.
I'm going to say it like this. We definitely are going to know Mystical's middle name because we can just find the police report online. It's going to have every single one of that motherfucker's names on that police
report.
But
isn't his middle name Lawrence?
I'm not sure, but I'm about to Google the police report right now. I will Google that to confirm.
Look at he was on that bitch first 48. Did you do this shit? Did you do it? Nah.
But they said it was domestic violence and that, so it was like his girlfriend or something.
Is that really? No, let me stop. Before we get canceled.
No, you know what made me say, yeah, that nigga did it. How does he open shake your ass? I can't remember with my dick in my hand. Yeah, you did that shit, nigga.
Yeah. I kind of think. Yes. And Digga, you are correct. His middle name is Lawrence.
I do that.
See, once they put that domestic violence charge in there, it kind of make it iffy.
Just a little bit.
I get what you're saying. Because I do find that, like, it could be that they were arguing, and then that motherfucker's 51 years old.
Yes, he is,
and he's still rocking box braids.
That man got a bald head.
Oh, he got bald head now. Oh my bad. I will say this though, he does not look like he's 51. Good job to that.
That nigga look aged in that mugshot though.
That nigga worried.
Yeah, so my point that I'm trying to make is, like, I'm assuming if it was his girlfriend that was in the house, they probably fucked on Saturday, got into an argument on Monday, and he said, nah, bitch, I want this pussy. And then she's like, fuck you, nigga. And then he fucked her, and then now it's rape. You know what I mean?
No. He said, no, that's textbook rape. I mean,
it is rape. But, like, I mean, if she gave the pussy up for free like 2 days ago, I mean, nah, I'm just joking. That is rape. It meets all the criteria for rape. And I do not endorse that, nor does the Troublemakers podcast.
No, sir.
I must put that out there before we get canceled.
Yeah, we can't.
Nah, 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 nah.
My bad. I've been drinking. I don't give a
Kevin
damn.
Kevin Delahaya.
You know how the rape went?
Huh. Stop your crying, him. I don't need all that.
Then he goes to jail. He's like, he goes to jail. Like, they're bringing up Pippin's back. nigga. We kept your pillow warm, nigga.
For real.
They ask you what you do and say, ooh, man.
Oh, man. You know what, Mystical Man? Maybe he just wanted to collab with C-Murder. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
That's low.
No.
No.
Oh, man, that was a low blow. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was completely under the belt.
You know when the Destiny Child comes down, and you say, "No, no, 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 no." So when you read the lyrics of the last verse, it says, "Stop your crying, Heifer. I don't need all of that. I got a jerk up for you. Braided up, pimp is back. Break them handcuffs. Fuck you, nigga. Move something. If they ask you what you do, you say, ooh, nothing.
Ooh, nothing.
We've been doing the past two something. I've been beating the pussy up, not smooth. Fuck.
Ooh, look
at it. I bet you bottom dollar at pussy fire. You gonna holler, Michael Tyler. Like,
oh man, like,
sounds like an admission to break right there.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad the courts, because at one point the courts decided that they can use hip hop lyrics to incriminate somebody, but but they just recently changed it to where you can't. Like, because if that was the case, man, that whole Let's Get Ready album would have put that motherfucker behind bars.
The nigga said, and we're going to have to go to a choir corner, just us two in it. Don't worry about who looking. Just keep on doing what you doing. Because a nigga like me going to go get to work before I know the girl. What?
Wow. Jail. That's it.
Right? This nigga said jail.
You know his life about.
Hey, you know, the motherfucker. You know the motherfuckers in the courtroom like, ooh, nigga, you better be glad we can't use these lyrics.
For real.
You better be glad we can't use these lyrics. Bro.
Like, now I got to revise my whole thing. Like,
do your thing. Don't be scared, because you're going to get served.
If we get by, you go get your.
Don't get like the whole song's an admission to rape.
I'm gonna get mine. You're gonna get yours. Like, are you getting yours? Like, am I getting mine after you get yours? Think of like that. You know what that means? That means you're taking it.
Nigga, you getting yours forcefully?
I'm asking a full grown German Shepherd.
Keep step.
Hey, what did he say?
Huh? Help the bear.
You know what he said? I hope this indecent proposal make you want to do something with me. Fuck a dollar, girl. Pick a fish. Mm. Fuck that coward, girl. You need a real nigga. God. Like this, they don't even have to bring the girl in. They just says, we don't need anything. All we need is this.
Yeah.
When they're doing the boondocks, they press the play on the button on the boombox.
Sometimes you need the lyrics because you can't. Sometimes you get listening to something around. Like, what is that? I'm cold as a lamb with no hair. If you ever see me fighting in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear.
What the fuck?
I'm colder than a lion with no hair. If Lord you ever see me in the forest fighting a grizzly bear. Help the bear.
Help the bear.
You know why he helped the bear? Because he's probably raping him.
Jesus but ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Red Boy. That's Two Gun Tony. And this is the Troublemakers Podcast. And closing statements in order of answers.
All right, yeah. Red, man, I appreciate y'all.
Gemini.
Ooh.
I appreciate you having Mikey. Me on. You know what I'm saying? I only got 5 measly points, but hey, that's 5 points better than I got last time.
Yeah. I'm on it. It's all about progress.
It. Y'all keep fucking with me, goddamn. I'm winning this bitch one night. All right now. But yeah, man, y'all take care of each other out there. God don't make no mistakes. I am getting better. Two Gun, it's nice to see you or see you, hear you again there, brother. I wasn't expecting it, so it really shocked the shit out of me. I was like, oh, he's this motherfucker's back.
Still alive.
Get out the bear.
Yes, sir. Get out the bear. But no, man, hey, I was close. I was saying, God, don't make no mistakes. Holler at y'all.
Gunna.
You know, once again, it's been a good show. You know, got to keep it going. Shout out to the nurses. Man.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to everybody, Red, Digger, Mikey, hey, to all the listeners. Man, thanks for listening. Hope we get some more listeners.
Hey.
I hope y'all like the change, you know.
Hey.
How do I say it? Change of
format. Change of direction.
Yeah.
The format. Yeah.
A little something to keep it different. That's about it.
Hey.
Okay, now it's on me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thank y'all for listening. You said what?
You didn't do the voice.
No, it's time to do the quiet storm voice. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for listening. And my name is Mel Devon, who is on CP3 Jams. You remember Mel Devon, right?
I remember.
So for those who don't know who Mel Devon is, back in Charleston, we have 93 Jams, and when they did the slow jams, Mel Devon would just come on your radio like, hey, my name's Mel Devon. I know you're with your lady right now, but we just want to take you into this quiet storm.
He just sounded like he had on a silk button-up with mad grease. Mad grease on his chest.
I'm gonna say,
for real, but like something tiny but extra tight, like a little cross or something.
Sitting on a bearskin rug.
Where? Lord, with some loafers with no socks.
As a drinking a singular cup of wine.
Drinking one wine cooler. A Bartle and James wine cooler.
Bartles and James.
Strawberry Jackery.
No, but for real, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
With a mean ass Duke S curl. And a hoop earring.
Looking like prime time.
For real. And that little Ben mustache that's only on the top of the lip line. The one that don't touch the nose.
Looking like one of them for the world niggas.
For real. I had to come you home from work. He got one scented candle and one rose on a glass table.
With a silk scarf around his neck.
Somehow he got the fireplace going in the apartment.
In the middle of August.
For real.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
With some very loose linen pants.
With a Debo slides on. And shit. Just chilling.
And his class ring with his birthmark stone in it. And obviously gold, he was on the football team.
That thick ass gold pinky ring on and shit. Just on the damn table and shit.
With a Figaro bracelet.
Figaro, where?
And the fedora hat sitting on the goddamn counter. Chilling.
With no, that shit is on the hat rack.
He was dripping the Jerry Curl juice.
Next to the coat and the umbrella.
With his fur coat draped across the love seat.
Mm-hmm. A white girl named Mystical.
What? Where'd that come from?
I'm listening to y'all, but I was Googling. I had Mystical pulled up, Googling it, and I was scrolling through like the, you know how I got a little stock picture, and this white girl keep popping up, like her name is, like her actual name is Mystical. She got a LinkedIn profile, so I clicked on that shit, and I was like, damn, you white girl named Mystical?
No, we're sitting there talking about what Mel Devon looks like, and hell, the white girl named Mystical might be
coming. On the couch, chilling.
Now, he's mad dark skin, like very, very dark skin. And the baby oil just make give him that like shine, that Jermaine Jackson shine. Y'all know that Jermaine Jackson shine. You can see that shit in the daylight. You see that shit in the dark too.
I don't want to say anything, but you know, I know I'm supposed to be closing out the show before Red does. I do want to say one thing in closing. You know who the blackest person in the movie ever was?
Who?
The kid that played Slim in the Wood.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God. Yeah. That nigga was purple, bro.
For real.
Had that man walk around looking like a burnt match.
Well, it's him, it's him, crunchy black, and like... For real.
And Kodak, nigga. Kodak black is in the motherfucker, too.
Yeah, it's a different type of black, though.
No, this dude that plays Slim in the Wood, like, he looks like an unlocked character.
For real.
Wow.
That nigga look like Noob
Saibot. I mean, not an unlocked character. He looks like a locked character.
Like Noob Saibot.
Yeah.
Noob Saibot.
Red, close out the show.
Listen. No, we having too much fun right now. Thank y'all for allowing me to take over and do what that shit is, the Red Boy Edition. Definitely have fun as hosting this shit. So hopefully y'all enjoyed it. Hopefully the questions were pretty unique and fun, for the exception of the famous people middle names.
But we kind of got a good bit of those. We got a good bit of those.
Yeah, I mean, y'all did your thing. I like the innovations that we made to the format. I thought it helped the show flow pretty good. Yeah. Other than that, man, y'all take care of yourselves, man. Still a lot of shit going on out there because you got the monkeypox and you still got motherfuckers like wilding out trying to shoot up places for no fucking reason. So y'all be safe out there. Y'all take care of
one another. Y'all got Mystical on the loose.
You got Mystical on the loose raping bears and all kind of bullshit. So y'all take care of yourselves. Once again, I'm just going to throw this out there. If y'all listen to the show, y'all got any ideas for questions or movies y'all want us to debunk for y'all or fuck up, our movies y'all don't think that we can fuck up, and we gonna fuck up for y'all. Please let us know. Please let us know. Let your friends know. Have your friends share the show and listen. Thank you once again to the special guest, Mikey. Yoga, always coming through, bringing the energy. Love it. Gunner, get better. Mikey, you too. Thanks for showing up. Almost there.
Almost there.
Yeah, keep on the up and up, man. Keep on the up and up. And thank you for showing up tonight. And Digga, once again, thank you for allowing me to do this and help me out throughout the week through the prep and shit. He did not get the answers. He just kept staying on me, talking about, yo, you good? You got the questions? You got the questions? Hey, what's up, Plam? You got the questions? Yeah. But, thanks for giving me that push to come through tonight. Other than that, man, you know, like Digga say, God bless and good night.
God bless and good night.
God bless and good night, y'all.
Hey, stop your crying, Heffa. I don't need all.